Good morning. I'm today talking about STACK, Spatial Temporal Asset Catalog. Has anybody of you heard about STACK already? Or, well, yeah, that's great. Where do you have heard about it? Where have you heard about it?
Where?
Anyway. That's an introductory talk. I'm just giving the basics today. And the basic for this was, what is annoying about metadata, right? So if you have data and want to expose it to search engines so that users can use it, so you need to basically know a metadata standard and expose it or write XML and stuff like that. And also, if you use it, you need to understand the metadata format, and we're trying to tackle that with focus on search and discovery of metadata. We may get trapped with this, of course. So if there is like 40 metadata standards, then we do a new one, and then there's 15 competing metadata standards. So that might happen, but we try to avoid this and, of course, give good reasons for why we're doing this. So first of all, like at the moment when you're trying to search for geospatial data, then you're probably getting to view any of these portals that are out there. There are like dozens of portals where you can download your data, like Copernicus Open Access Hub for Sentinel data, or the NASA CMR, and so on and so on. But of course, to find your data, you need to know all these portals, right? So otherwise, you won't be able to find the data anyway. And we could also like go and see whether there is something like a dictionary where everybody puts in his data, but or like a person that like views all over the data and puts together a dictionary about them. But then we already realized that there is too much data out there. Like Yahoo is not a thing anymore, where people looked at the data and put into everything into a dictionary. So we now have crawlers like for Google, for example, where everything is in one place and you can just visit Google and find everything. So we think finding things via Google or any other search engine is better than going through all of these portals to find data. And of course, like there is going on so much satellites at the moment that there are petabytes of data and you just need good tools to find all the data. So, for example, if you're going through looking into Sentinel data, then you get this from ESA, where it says if you just want a single granule, a single tile, then you get all this data. And what you really want in the end is just maybe the metadata and the actual data file, right? So that's just these two things and this whole bunch of information that you get. And then you have to look through all these files. Like if you have Sentinel-2 metadata XML files, it's 20 megabytes of XML that you need to go through. For STACK, that's only 22 kilobytes that you can, as a normal user, can really understand. Like for example, for comparison, the plaintext Bible is just 4,000 kilobytes. So that's quite a lot to read if you want to understand the data. And you even need to find some kind of like documentation how this all works and what it actually is, the data that you're finding there, the metadata. So why we're doing this now, there are many standards and proprietary solutions also for APIs that you can, like the portals, with very similar scopes and capabilities, but it would be a good idea to basically unify them and make them interoperable so that a client can access all these APIs and all these data. That's a barrier for adoption, and so we thought about STACK could be a good idea to evolve. So what is STACK actually? It's basically defining a metadata standard for, or specification. It's not a standard because we're not like working for a standardization company, but it's for just a specification of what we think is useful for geospatial catalogs and assets. With a focus on search and discovery. So in most cases, you won't find any information how to process the data. There you can still link from STACK to the original metadata for processing. But to actually first find and discover the data, you can use Stack. So it's very simple. It's JSON-based, so most people can really read JSON, as it's just a very thin layer on top of the metadata. And it's extensible, so you don't need to write any, like, for example, for previous things, when you had XML, you needed to write an XSD schema and adopt it, so you can add things. But now it's just JSON, where you can put your own things into that, in addition to what we have standardized already. Also, a different thing from other previous standards is that you have also a static catalog that you can crawl. So you can basically put your metadata files together with your data, or put it on top of that. Like if you have exposed central data, for example, in an S3 storage bucket, you can open another S3 storage bucket with your static files that are conformant to Stack. And then you can crawl through all these metadata files. They are linked together with links, and it's such that you don't need a server to run it. You just can put it on your like file storage, and then it's there, and Google can make use of it. You don't need to write any software for that or something like that. That's the static catalogs, and then there is dynamic APIs, of course, as well, because if there is like thousands and thousands of files, you probably need to put them into the database and index them so that you can better search for them. So we also expose an API which is based on the recent version of OGC API features, the former WFS web feature service from the OGC. And we just put a thin layer on top of this standard to make it searchable. And it's an open specification, of course. That's why we're here, open source. Everybody can contribute. And so what is it not? It's not a full-fledged meta standard. As I said, it's not for processing stuff or so. It's basically really focusing on search and discovery, although you can, if you want, put your processing information into that. It's extensible. So also, it's not a replacement for the data provider's internal metadata. So you can basically, from your item file, you can link to your other metadata or other files that you have, previews and stuff like that. It's not the single source of truth in this case. And it's also not for all kinds of data sets. So it's just for spatial temporal. And you don't really can expose things like additional documents. Like you can link to additional documents, but it's not meant for like putting other things in spatial temporal data into your Stack catalog. So, and as such, it's also not a replacement for ISO standards, for example, and stuff like that, OGC, CSW. There is a recent innovation plan for OGC catalogs or records, which is also a new API, and we try to align also with that effort. So what's the state of Stack at the moment? At the moment, we're at version 0.9, just released some days ago. And we're heading towards releasing the first stable version 1.0 in mid, like, third or fourth quarter of this year. And there is also plans to separate the actual specification work for the metadata and the API in the next weeks, so that they're more streamlined towards their use cases. So what is this specification actually about? What do we expose there? So there's first, there are catalogs, collections, items, the API, and extensions and best practices. So what is all this about? A catalog is basically a very rough or very small thing for cataloging. You can group your collections and items with it. It's very simple. It's like basically just an ID, a description, and additional links to whatever you want to group. And then a collection is